Hello friends, you're welcome to this episode I am recording today. Usually I record episodes based on making money online, and it's been a while we have recorded a new episode, but from now on it's going to be great stuff ahead and more value content that can really help you to make money online. All you just need to do, listen, follow instructions, and you will go very, very well. You can do well to go back our episodes and listen. Okay, we have a lot of great content that has already been recorded some weeks and months last year up to July 2018. So today, want to talk something different. This is more like a spiritual discussion, you know, more like something that pertains to the supernatural, because I needed to put this out there. I've told this story to my family members, my close family members, you know, my loved ones. I've told a bit, and I told very close friends of mine. But the truth is, this is a part of my life. This is what happened to me, what I saw, and I felt it changed so much aspect of my life. So I needed to just let the world, you just hear it. You care to believe or you don't, it really doesn't change the direction or the path of where I am going to. Now, here is the story. It happened when I was a teen, I think around 96, and in my father's house. So it was my father's house, it's a two-story building, okay? So we stayed at the top. So I had, I really liked service, you know. I liked doing work around the house, even cooking for my siblings. I liked the service. So I did that. I was in that evening. It was an evening, very cold evening, and there was power. So I was in the kitchen. So the kitchen in the upstairs. So there's a way the kitchen is positioned that I can look out to the window by the left, and I'll be seeing neighbor's compound, the roofs, and the adjacent road just cutting across the back of our house. So I could be able to view out. So I was doing the dishes on the sink. Then something, it didn't look weird to me though. I looked outside the window and I saw the lights was exceedingly brighter. It was just bright, like a full big moon, super moon, you know. All right, so I continued. But then I noticed that as I was washing, the moon was kind of like bigger, like a super moon. But then a bright light flashed at the side of my eyes. As I turned my face, the first thing I noticed was that the moon was unrealistically close. In the sense that if you've seen a sun setting, if you've gone to some mountain tops, you've gone to a mountain top and you see a sun setting, you know there's a different kind of view you have. The sun sets just at the line value of your eyes, you know. So that was just the way the moon was. So I saw it was big. Then suddenly a bird just flew across the moon. Now the bird flew from across like something coming out from around the moon or something. You know, have you seen this bird, the cattle egret? Kind of this bird that always flies on cattle, you know. From what I saw, this bird looked exactly like it, but quite bigger. This one was bigger, and the motion was just moving slow, like a slow motion setting in cinemas, exactly that. But it just happened in some slight seconds. Like, as I turned my face, I looked out to the window, I saw this spectacle. I didn't know what was happening then. There was not time. Time wasn't exist. I didn't know how long I was there, but I saw. It was like I was watching a movie. So the bird flew across the moon and just flew like, I don't know, was trying to pass by the side of the moon and flew straight into the cloud, and I didn't see it. Then immediately I called on my brother. I called on my brother and say, oh, come and see what I saw now. I think when he came, the only thing that was visible was like a path that crossed through a cloud. For example, when you see a rocket, you've seen some rockets exercise when they fly, you see the trail of smoke, you know, cutting across the sky. And that was the only thing that was visible. And since then, I don't know, it has amazed me. That event has taken hold of a part of me. Because I'm not saying this out to be open to interpretation. I don't. Because this is part of me. This is my psyche. And from then on, I've now experienced some supernatural events that I've experienced that, you know, you don't. If you have not yet opened up yourself, it will be very hard for you to really listen to me if I tell you the story. But this is what I saw, and I believe this experience have really shown me this, that, see, this is, many people have seen events around the world. It is not peculiar to me. Many people have seen events around the world. People have seen lights in the sky. People have seen things just flying. They don't know what it is, and hearing noises, seeing red lines up into the sky. It's happening. Phenomenons like that, you know. And some are so very clear, but we have been trained to really disprove it. Meanwhile, we have science and we have AI. Artificial intelligence, but yet we disprove when someone says he saw something of out of the supernatural. You know, I think it's just stark hypocrisy. If you go through that route, you want to try to become a skeptic or atheist. I'm sorry. Now the truth, is that when you experience an event like that. Because what I believe is, if millions across the world can experience a supernatural event like that at once, the effect is going to be the only thing that will change humanity. That is the only thing that will change humanity. That will stop all wars, that will stop all hunt for money, that will make everything worthless when it comes to the creation of man. You know why? Because, well, let's say millions in a country just witnessed the event and felt it. You understand? You will see that the psych effect is going to be deafening. Many people are going to just feel worthless, and those who have been much more spiritual will become more powerful, more enlightened, because now they know that everything they have been saying all this while has been the truth. So what would there be a need for currency anymore? What would there be need for money? Like, what would there be need for even the human system of life? So, what will you have to now learn? If you believe all the things I'm saying, okay? The thing is, what will you take from it? Is that, okay, there's a possibility that you might experience an event. You might experience something. Does not mean now, it might be years into the future. It might not even be from you, it might even be from your children's children as we evolve into the future. And the thing is that there's a possibility. If there's a possibility, how will you now be able to approach life? Are you going to approach life in a do or die manner? Life, does it happen today? Material things are worthless. Money is valuable, we need it to live. You understand? But when you look at the possibility that, oh, life is not just flesh and bones and stick and stones, it is far, far greater and beyond than that. That some existence, this our money, is much like the sand in their existence. So we just have to follow that system, and you know, if you follow that thinking with life, you would see life, you enjoy life, you'll be happy. You know, you would strive to prove what you are to humanity. So you would, when you are doing, you would do good to man. Okay, when you think that, you always do good to man. You always be free. You always allow people to be free, but they should not use their freedom to become another man's burden. So when you see the possibility of something like that happening to you, or you witnessing it, you know that, okay, there's something you should strive higher for. So you'll be the best that you can be right now. So I will be releasing more podcasts that can help you, shape you to be the best that you can be, so you can be able to impact the world. And with that, you know that money is just the byways. It is not the real thing. That does not mean, that seems to mean that you are going to even make more money. You understand? Because your impact is going to really, really reverberate into more profits. And when you follow my teachings, I'm going to show you how to really turn your passion into profits. And you'll keep on multiplying it as we proceed. Thank you for listening so far. I'm so, so, so excited that you have listened to this point. If you are listening to this point, send me your number, and I will send you a gift right now. I'm going to send you a gift. Just send me your number if you're listening to this point. But you know, I'm going to ask some questions also. I'll call you, I will discuss. I will send you a gift right now. All right, thank you very much for listening to this episode. I will get back to you once again. Thank you.